KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy to cloudy sky in Atlantic, 7 degrees below zero. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 8 above. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. A reminder, a wind chill advisory remains in effect until 10 a.m. today for Sac, Carroll, Guthrie, Dallas, Adair, Madison, Union, and Ringgold counties, where wind chills will cause frostbite in as little as 30 minutes to exposed skin. Expect wind chills in those counties and elsewhere to be from 15 to 25 degrees below zero. In the news, the Atlantic City Council meeting lasted just 15 minutes Wednesday evening due to a short agenda during their session. The council, as expected, approved an order making First Whitney Bank and Trust the city's official bank for the checking account in 2018, and an order making the local paper the official newspaper for the legal publications in 2018. They also passed the third and final reading of an ordinance amending the current code with regard to no parking on 13th Street from Locust to Birch. That area had been overlooked for one side no parking where the signs were posted on other streets. The result was that when vehicles parked on both sides of the street, it created a very narrow passage for other vehicles to negotiate and a safety hazard. The city administrator John Lund informed the council about various meetings coming up, including community protection on January 16th. Dan Lee, community development director for SWPCO, is expected to be present during that 5:30 p.m. meeting to discuss rental property inspection ordinance. There are other meetings that have yet to be scheduled for this month, including the Finance and Administration Committee meeting to discuss Bull Creek.
There's a few things that probably need to be clarified within the bond as well, that I'm speaking with John Danos, that's also kind of related with the beautification things, because there is some of that in the CIP with the bond, and if you guys don't want that in there, I can shift that to street projects. If you want to keep it in there, it matters to some of the internal language. Those two meetings.
John Danos is with Dorsey & Whitney, LLP, and he's a partner who provides cities and municipalities with financing and complex local government matters information, including those pertaining to bonds. He'll also meet with city leaders.
Talk with John Danos. He is willing to facilitate a countywide landfill meeting to discuss the financing, and Barb's in communication with him to see he's probably going to be the busiest of all of us, what days would work for him.
The meeting is expected to take place January 17th after the regular city council meeting. The Atlantic Beautification Committee will meet January 18th, and during the committee meetings, the public may attend but cannot participate. Lund said the other big thing that's coming up in the next few months deals with municipal bonds.
The other big thing that's coming up over the next couple of months is the 2018 bond that I've been talking about past 6 months. Basically the numbers haven't really changed since I talked to personal finance back in October. So I've gotten the ball rolling, and I spoke with John Danos and Chip Schultz. And Chip said that actually this quarter is going to be a really good time to issue bonds. A lot of cities kind of freaked out during tax reform time, not really sure. I mean, they'd heard that advanced refunding series, which is something that we did back in 2016, were going to lose their tax exempt status, and they did. So a lot of bonds that probably would have been done this quarter have been already done. They issued more bonds in November and December than they did since 1990. It was like the biggest 2 months for municipal bonds in a long time. And so there's a huge demand right now, and nobody's issuing. So Chip said that we're probably actually going to get a pretty competitive interest rate.
Lund says there's a very narrow window for getting the low competitive interest rates because of tax reform. So getting the lowest rates possible this quarter is important. It's expected that on February 21st, a public hearing will be held with regard to the bonds, along with the approval of the preliminary official statement and purchase agreement. And the city will receive the funds on February 22nd, if all goes according to plan. Lund will talk later as well with Standard & Poor's officials in New York with regard to improving the city's bond by upgrading it to A-. And in his report, Mayor Dave Jones reminded citizens and property owners in Atlantic to shovel off the snow from your sidewalks on your properties. A Clark County man who assaulted Guthrie County Sheriff's Deputy Kent Grease on November 26th of last year pled guilty to a felony possession of a controlled substance charge, third offense, and a misdemeanor charge of assault on a peace officer. According to court records, a judge sentenced 36-year-old Michael Cole Joint of Murray to 5 years in prison on the possession charge and 2 years for the assault charge. The judge also revoked Joint's probation from an unrelated felony charge. The previous incident was a felony weapons possession offense, which carries a 5-year prison sentence. Joint will serve the 12 years concurrently in a state institution. Joint assaulted Deputy Grease at the come-and-go parking lot in Casey on November 26th. Authorities said following the incident that Grease was attempting to detain Joint on an unrelated matter when Joint resisted his arrest. The Cass County Sheriff's Office is reporting 3 arrests took place over the past couple of weeks. On Tuesday, January 2nd, 27-year-old Justin Tyler Jacobs of Atlantic was arrested on Atlantic Police Department warrants for harassment in the third degree and interference with official acts, as well as 2 district court warrants for probation violation. Jacobs was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he remains held on $2,600 bond. On December 27th, deputies arrested 39-year-old James Robert Folk of Atlantic on felony charges of first-degree theft and second-degree theft. Folk was taken to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on $15,000 bond. And on December 21st, 29-year-old Charlie Bennett Hadfield of Exira was arrested on Cass County charges of OWI second offense and driving while barred. Hadfield was brought to the Cass County Jail and released the following day on $4,000 bond. 2 accidents have been investigated so far this week in Cass County. The sheriff's office said yesterday that at around 7:20 p.m. Tuesday, deputies responded to a report of an accident on Olive Street. A 2007 Pontiac G6, owned and driven by 17-year-old Haley Jo Lockhart of Atlantic, was southbound at Olive when she lost control of the vehicle and struck the front end of an oncoming 2016 Ford F-150 pickup. The pickup was owned and driven by 50-year-old Todd Paul Sadler of Mapleton. No injuries were reported. Damage to Lockhart's vehicle was estimated at $5,000, while damage to Sadler's vehicle was $10,000. Lockhart was cited for failure to maintain control. And at around 8:35 a.m. on Wednesday, deputies responded to a report of a 2-vehicle accident at Memphis Road and 700th Street. A vehicle driven by 68-year-old Gary Steffens of Wyota was struck by a vehicle being driven by 38-year-old Travis Lee Armstrong of Cumberland. Both vehicles then entered the northwest ditch. There were no injuries reported. Damage to the vehicles was not immediately available. Upon investigation, Armstrong was arrested for OWI first offense and driving while revoked. He remained held in the Cass County Jail on a $2,000 bond. The Audubon County Sheriff's Department reported the arrest on Tuesday of 40-year-old Nancy Beth Williams of Audubon for OWI first offense methamphetamine. The arrest occurred at 8:30 p.m. and was the result of an investigation into an incident on Highway 71 in the area of 130th Street back on September 15th. Williams posted $1,000 bond and was released. She will appear before the magistrate on January 4th. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office wants to make sure everyone is aware of a new scam that's going around. A resident had advised officials that they received a call from a company by the name of North Point Recovery. The representative of the company identified himself on the phone as Alex Martins and said he was attempting to collect a debt. He requested a credit card payment over the phone and stated that if the debt was not settled over the phone, that a courier was going to stop by the person's residence and have some papers signed. And he said that if a courier showed up, the debt would grow by several hundred dollars. Officials say it's interesting to note that with this scam, the individual had a lot of personal information about the person he called, including phone numbers, addresses, and debt history. The number that called was restricted, but a voicemail that was left gave the number back of 866-711-1349, and that is a scam number if you look it up on the internet, and other names appear as well other than Alex Martins. Fortunately, the citizen in question checked into it and did not become a victim of the scam. Authorities encourage you to check into any such inquiries before providing any sort of payment and avoid making any sort of payment over the phone if at all possible. If you're questioning the legitimacy of the call, then hang up and call the company directly. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office said they're always happy to assist you if you think that you are being scammed. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Henson reporting.